Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Melanoma is an increasingly common cancer, and a new Cochrane review from Mike Sladden, a dermatologist from Tasmania in Australia, and colleagues, looks at the evidence on different types of surgery. Ginny Hetherington describes the condition and the findings of the review.
Cutaneous melanoma accounts for 3/4 of the deaths from skin cancer. The routine treatment is the surgical removal of the melanoma with a safety margin some distance from the edges of the tumour. The extent of these excision margins is important because there could be a trade-off between better cosmetic results but poorer long-term survival if the margins are too narrow. The optimal width of the excision margins remains unclear, which is why we needed to do a systematic review to see if the necessary evidence is already out there. Unfortunately, it isn't, at least not for the moment. We concentrated on research into different widths of excision margins for invasive primary cutaneous melanoma and didn't consider melanoma in situ. We were able to include 5 published randomized trials with more than 3,000 participants. We also know about 1 ongoing study which is not yet available for the review. Considered on their own, none of the 5 trials showed a statistically significant difference in overall survival between narrow or wide excision. When we pooled their results in a meta-analysis, the result was still not statistically significant. The result is compatible with both a 5% relative reduction in overall mortality, favoring narrower excision, and a 15% relative reduction, favoring wider excision. Therefore, the totality of the research available today cannot rule out a small but potentially important difference in overall survival between wide and narrow excision margins. This means that the current evidence from trials is insufficient to identify the optimal excision margins for primary cutaneous melanoma. Instead, people will probably look to their local policy, and many countries have their own melanoma guidelines. These provide some consistent generalizations about excision margins, but offer slightly different advice, reflecting the limited available data and the difficulty in interpreting them. Doctors and patients around the world would like this uncertainty to be resolved. Therefore, although there are more than 3,000 patients in our analysis, it's disappointing that we're not able to make firmer conclusions about the width of optimal excision margins. This is partly because the studies were heterogeneous, using different margins and different thicknesses of melanoma. It might also be because there truly is no more than a small difference in outcome, which we are unable to detect, or indeed no difference in outcome at all. Detecting this, or ruling it out, would require an extremely large randomized trial, comparing, for example, different degrees of narrow excision margin, such as 1 versus 2 centimeters. Alternatively, a series of large trials, which are then combined, might suffice. We'll be keeping our Cochrane review updated as new evidence becomes available, in the hope of resolving this uncertainty in the future.
To read the current version of this Cochrane review and future updates, follow the links on www.thecochranelibrary.com.